Survey crews are training for a time when the emerald ash borer finds its way to South Dakota trees. The exotic insect feeds on black, green, or white ash. The trees have no defense against the beetle. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, state, local, and federal agencies are collaborating on a practice exercise in Sioux Falls.
State Forester Gregory Jostin says to claim South Dakota has escaped the emerald ash borer so far isn't necessarily true.
We don't know for sure that it's not here, but we have not found it here yet.
The threat of an infestation prompts 24 people to venture outside in a chilly April mist to sharpen their beetle spotting skills.
Don't ask me. We're letting you make that determination as your group. If it is EAB, you're going to make note of that location. All right, it's an EAB.
Officials use photos stuck to trees to test participants on finding and identifying emerald ash borers. Jostin says the insect is a serious problem because it devours the insides of ash trees.
It builds up a population to the point where there are enough tunnels under the bark that it basically consumes all of the tissue under the bark that moves nutrients. And then eventually that tree dies.
Jostin says ash trees are native to South Dakota, so they grow naturally. He says they also make up about 1/3 of trees in communities because people like them. But Jostin doesn't recommend adding ash to the backyard.
We want to diversify our species composition in our communities and across the state, and the best way to do that is to find different types of trees that grow here and plant those. But don't plant ash trees anymore. We have a lot of them, and it would just be heart-wrenching to put in a tree now and just as it gets large enough find out that we've got an emerald ash borer infestation and lose that tree.
Treatments exist to save ash trees from the beetles, but Jostin says applying them now before an invasion infuses unnecessary chemicals into the environment and wastes money. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Officials say people are a major cause of the spread of emerald ash borers. Jostin says people should avoid transporting firewood from one area to another because it's one quick way the beetles find new territory.